away from the improbable journey to the state championship for this group.
The anticipation is at its highest. Here we go.
It's over. Swing and a miss, strike through. Jubilation at Brookside Park in Ashland.
The Elyria Lady Pioneers state champions in Division I girls softball. They all hug in between the mound and home. Happy as can be. The coaches congratulate each other. What a wonderful ball game.
There you go. A little bit from, that was about 13 years ago. I'm trying to think back to when that was. That was spring of 2002.
Yes.
We are joined this morning by Tim Gephardt to talk about the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame, their banquet, their induction, which is coming up on May 2nd. And the individuals honored, as well as a team, and that girls softball team from Elyria being inducted this year.
Right, that's correct. Coach Ken Fennick, he's already in our Sports Hall of Fame. The team, the pitcher was Aubrey Oliver, 163 innings pitched, 218 strikeouts that year. Other stars on that team were Callie Ryan, Alex Boros, Amy Mazur, Amy Katsopoulos. I tend to not like to do that because you're going to leave somebody out.
Well, that's why you induct a team, because it's that whole team, what they did that year. A lot of times, and maybe at some point on teams, there are obviously individual players that may get accolades, and because of their overall maybe sports career, get it inducted into the Hall of Fame. But I think it's something special about a team, because that shows really what the sports is about in most of high school, outside of maybe golf or tennis or something like that too.
You know, their Hall of Fame, this is our 44th year. We've inducted 22 teams. This will be the 23rd team that will be honored. We've had 210 individuals over the years, and this will add to that the six that we've added this year. The deadline for the tickets is for reservations is the 17th. That's a Friday. You need to contact Linda Schuster at Elyria Catholic, 365-1821, and she'll help you with the reservations.
Tim, what's the process for reviewing potential candidates and having them inducted?
Well, it's a great question. We have about 100 candidates that people have sent in with nominations, and then the validation committee meets two or three times before the election of those candidates. To sort that down, we end up bringing about 15 candidates to our board, and then out of that 15, they select five. Now, this year we ended up with six because we have the famous Jones twins, football twins from Elyria High School. We felt they had to go in as a team, if you might call it that. And then the other five or the other four individuals as well as those two. So it's been a great class, and we're looking forward to the banquet on the 2nd of May out at the college.
And this being the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame, you include all athletes within the city of Elyria. Like you mentioned, with Elyria Catholic, too, so it's not just the high school, Elyria High School.
Right, it's Elyria High, Elyria Catholic. It could be Open Door. It could be First Baptist. It could be someone that is associated with the city of Elyria. They could be maybe a golf. They played golf and they live here in Elyria, and that's how they got accolades for their sports. It could be a coach that maybe didn't grow up here, but made a name for himself coaching in Elyria and that kind of thing. So it could be a pretty broad spectrum of candidates that we could look at.
I see, too, this year you have a Distinguished Service Award.
Tell us
about that.
We've been doing that for maybe 15 to 20 years. This year's Distinguished Service winner is Ken Kaiser. Ken is sometimes if you're watching Ohio State basketball, you might notice somebody at the scorer's table. Ken Kaiser is the timekeeper. He's been that for, I don't know, 15 years or so. His main job is he's a football official. He's been doing that for 27 years. He's run the tennis tournament at Ohio for the state tournament at tennis, both boys and girls, for the past 30 years. So we just felt we could honor Ken. He grew up here in Elyria. He graduated with me, in fact, in 1967 at Elyria High School. We thought we'd honor Ken with the Distinguished Service because of all the things that he's involved in, Special Olympics, like I said, the tennis, the basketball and football at Ohio State, and his officiating career. And he's also a trainer of officials, so he's done a lot in that area. So, yeah, that's a kind of a nice – award that we have come up with for distinguished service.
You know, I would think that kind of participation keeps someone in their 60s, maybe a little younger.
Well, that's true. I think, you talk to Ken, and I think that you're right. I know my own personal being able to write sports for the Chronicle-Telegram, I believe it's kept me a little bit younger. And I'm sure the same with Ken Kaiser doing all those things with youth. It always helps.
Well, we mentioned the Elyria High girls softball team, the championship team from 2002, Doug and Donald Jones. Who else is being inducted? Maybe just a little bit of the highlight that caused them to be brought to your attention.
Sure. We've got John Berger. He's the 1979 Golden Helmet winner from Elyria High School. Very versatile athlete. Not only was a linebacker, fullback, and kicker for the football team, but he was also a pitcher, a catcher, and an infielder on the baseball team that went to the regional that year. So Berger obviously is pretty well distinguished in that area. Billy Joe Hewitt, former coach at Elyria West High School, his best season was 1978. They were 8-1-1 that year. Then, of course, I mentioned the Jones twins. 1951, they led Elyria over Lorraine for the Lake Erie League title. And they both were track stars also. They could both run the 100 in about 10 flat. Speaking of track, we've got Rod Moore. He was an All-Ohio sprinter in the 100, 200, 400. Went on to Lincoln University, where he was a 17-time Division III All-American. And finally, Brent Petrus, Elyria Catholic, played Division I football and basketball at the University of Cincinnati. So pretty good selection of Hall of Famers this year for us.
And a wide different generations represented.
Absolutely, right. We always try to pick, it's our goal each year to try to pick, we call old-timer's the correct word or whatever, but we always try to find someone in that golden era of Elyria sports back in the 50s, 60s, and so forth.
In this Sports Hall of Fame, been around 44th class or whatever, so a number of years. Some sports hall of fames in the communities are younger than that, too. So you guys have been kind of around quite a while to be able to honor so many.
Lorraine started theirs maybe a year or two before we did, and then we started in 1972. We had our first banquet at the old Weather Vane. I don't know if you remember that. It's out on Oberlin Road. Now we've been at community college for the past, I would say, maybe 10, 12 years, and it's been a very good relationship that we've had out at the community college at the Spitzer Center.
Get some of these people coming back from out of town, I would guess, too.
Absolutely. We always invite our past and trainees to come back, and we usually have between 20 and 30 of those come back to represent themselves and attend the banquet. It's always a great event for the city of Elyria.
When I always think of the banquet, and you mentioned the tickets available, I always think, well, the banquet, you have the people who are inducted and maybe their family members, but I guess you have community people that'll come out, or just sports enthusiasts who want, or maybe former classmates, people like that, who want to come and meet, a little reunion, I guess.
We usually have between 200 and 250 people at the banquet, and you're right, there's a lot of people that are just have an interest in sports that come to our banquet.
This, again, is coming up on the 2nd of May 2nd. At the Spitzer at the Lorraine County Community College. Now, if people want to get tickets, deadline, I guess, is this coming
It'll be Friday. The 17th. Okay. Tickets are $35 for the banquet. And I think you'll be surprised. It's very entertaining. We have each of the candidates give a little, five-minute speech. And also we'll honor our All-Ohio kids from the area that made the All-Ohio team. And we also have this year kind of a special year. Our Elyria Catholic soccer team made the Final Four. The Elyria wrestling team made the Final Four. And the Elyria softball team, of course, from last year made the Final Four. And we'll be honoring those teams as well.
A lot of emotion, I bet, too, that takes place.
It's a very emotional night, a very fun night. We have a lot of fun with it.
Well, again, it's the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame coming up on May 2nd. And we were played a little bit earlier there of the 2002 girls softball game. You heard Rob Polinski and formerly Wally Mintus, who worked with us doing the play-by-play. We were able to resurrect that from the archives, and the plan is on that day, right after the other Elyria softball, the current team that's playing in a game that day, we'll be rebroadcasting that 2002 championship.
I think that's great. I'm sure everybody's looking forward to
rehearing that. It'll be kind of
fun
to hear some of those names and, where are they now? But obviously when they come to the banquet, they can find out about some of those young ladies as well, who are now grown women and right. have the careers and lives of their own. We'll see what the sports world has brought them. Tim, thanks for sharing the time with us.
I appreciate you guys inviting me up here to talk a little bit about it. It's a lot of fun. Thank you.
Tim Gephardt with the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame.